That is Aran Devine. That was the national anthem being sung by a rugby crowd in the Aviva Stadium in February 2020. And you heard there a version of Ireland's Call as well, which is played at international games as well as our anthems. The reason we're playing those this morning is because our Irish flag and our anthems have been called into question, or at least their use when celebrating a victory. Two Kerry anglers who were part of an Irish team that beat England to win the Home Nations Cup in Weymouth in July have been suspended for overzealous use of the Irish tricolour and promoting Aran Devine. With me on the line with the story is Stephen Fernan, journalist with the Kerryman newspaper. Stephen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jared.
Thanks for joining me, sir. How did all this happen? I would have thought you were allowed to celebrate with your flag when you win an international competition. What happened here?
Well, that would be the obvious impulse by most people anyway, but you've certainly set the scene anyway by playing the two anthems. Look, I suppose this is a very peculiar story, Jerry. It's one that we're more accustomed to hearing in the northern part of our island.
Sure.
As opposed to down here in the southwest. But just a bit of background context, really, for your listeners. Chris and David O'Sullivan are two very accomplished anglers with the Tralee Bay Sea Angling Club. They're both brothers. They would have went through a very vigorous and competitive provincial system in order to qualify for the national team. So I think the fact that you have two brothers from the same club representing Ireland is a good thing in itself. Mm. But to go to England and beat the English in their home waters, so to speak, and I know for a fact that the English anglers were handpicked because of their knowledge of the ocean that was used for the competition. So to overcome all those obstacles and win the Home Nations Cup was incredible. So when you stack all that up, Jerry, it makes for a fantastic story. And the lads, I think, were just... Now, there's a lot of pressure points to this story that we probably won't get to in the time we have, but the sure. lads were obviously very proud, and I just feel it's the natural instinct, I think, of anyone that represents Ireland to fall on the flag for a sort of a photograph or representation of their pride. You only have to look at the papers this morning, Israel Olatunde, the fantastic sprinter we have. So, you know, it's a natural impulse, and I think for suspensions to accrue for guys, just men and women that are anglers showing their pride in representing Ireland, I think is a little bit silly. And I think the Irish Federation of Sea Anglers will have to review this.
Yeah.
Tear up the suspension papers, call the lads in, have a coffee, sit down. They all probably know each other well anyway.
Yeah.
And just iron this out. Because
so what happened, Stephen, was the Irish Federation of Sea Anglers suspended Chris and David along with four other team members following a specially convened meeting of its Central Council early this month. It said it received numerous complaints from the men's Home Nations Shore team in relation to the championships. The suspensions were for posting multiple pictures of the Irish tricolour after being advised by team managers not to promote it or the national anthem or on Naveen. Is this an all-Ireland team, which is north and south, similar to the Irish rugby team, the Irish cricket team and the Irish golfing union? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, I think that's the objective the IFSA are trying to achieve here. Now, I have been privy to a lot of the correspondence that was sent to the Anglers prior to the tournament. The first letter that was sent was quite cutting in its instruction not to use flags and emblems. But four or five days later, another letter was received by the Anglers sort of rowing back on this and saying that they were entitled to use their flags and emblems, but not on official IFSA social media sites. Now, it's not even clear yet if the pictures that did get on their sites were even posted by the guys who were suspended. But there's other aspects at play here as well, Gerry, that I'm very much aware of. Like for example, I think the Anglers were told that if there was a podium moment, that both anthems would be played. Well, I say both anthems, one anthem and one sort of an anthem.
Ireland's Call, yeah.
That's neither here nor there. But apparently only a rendition of Ireland's Call was played.
Right, okay.
I think the Anglers were completely angry with this, and I think that kind of set the scene for a lot of anger and friction. That's not something that they were told would happen, and I think they're quite angry about that. There's also something as well that keeps coming up in my investigation of this story, and it's funding. Even Anglers from outside the county that I've been talking to, apparently because of the IFSA is an all-Ireland body, if there was to be a fracture or a splinter in that and two bodies were formed to represent the island, there would probably be a reduction in funding for the IFSA. And some Anglers say that if that is the motivation behind this, then it's an utter shame that the Anglers' passion and pride in representing their country would be
affected by all this. But you can understand on one level, like, the organisation is trying to keep people happy on both sides of the borders when it comes to over the border, not standing when it comes to here. People are very proud of their flag, very proud of their anthem. They want to promote it, but also they want to make sure that they're all part of the same team and the All-Ireland team. I suppose the argument from the IFSA would be that they need to keep everyone together on the same page when it comes to it.
I totally get that. And there is a four provincial flag structure that I think that they have the IFSA use. And obviously Ireland's Call was preferred over Aran Naveen, so I'm not sure how more complimentary you can get than that.
Yes.
Also, I think, look, have we learned anything in this country in the last 25, 26 years? You can't suppress people's identity, flags, religion. Yeah, but that's a given. I mean, if you take draconian measures to suppress any one of those factors, you're actually putting fuel in the
fire.
You're
going to be in trouble,
so
yeah.
That's why I'm saying a suspension is the wrong
angle. So, Stephen, when you're talking about the situation with regards to it, this is 21 days from the date of the letter to challenge the decision. So there can be an appeal, and they have until, is it next week or 10 days' time, 11 days' time to appeal this decision?
Yeah, I think it's the 28th, and they have. I think it's the 28th of August that they have until. But even within that time, look, come on. We're talking about men and women here who are proud Irish people, and they love to fish. Surely they can be called in and just have a chat about this. I mean, for God's sake. I mean, when you suspend anybody for an expression of national pride, certainly in a country like Ireland, you're on a hiding to nothing, in my view. And it's not too late yet for the IFSA to sober up and have a look at this.
I know you contacted them for a comment. They haven't replied yet. So we'll see what happens there.
And actually, there's one more word as well I'd like them to kind of elaborate on a bit that they use quite frequently in their letters. It's this overzealous use of the tricolour. Now, I'd like for them to explain what that means, because there's a little subtext to that word, in my view, that suggests that the lads were being triumphalist with the flag, which is completely and utterly nonsense. So I think, like, what's overzealous use of a flag when you're representing your country
and you're celebrating a victory?
I mean, needs to be clarified a bit as well.
Okay, Stephen, listen, thanks for talking to us about that in the programme this morning. And hopefully you can read it in full in today's edition of The Kerry Man, Stephen Fernan, with the story there of the suspension of two Kerry anglers, including a team, I suppose, that included seven anglers that won the shore fishing section of the Home Nations Cup in Weymouth in July.